one of the all-time fan favorites in Rush history. Their inaugural goaltender is now assistant coach for the Rock. Patty Campbell joins us again. Pat, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing well. Pat,
right on.
Is Pat Campbell the coach as fiery as Pat Campbell the player?
No, not even close. I'm a lot less involved being the goalie coach. But we got a pretty fiery group in front of us, and we're looking forward to coming out there this weekend.
Pat, now when you played, there was no goalie coaches. You know, lacrosse, just like in hockey, you know, the positions evolved and coaches are coming into them. You know, what do you feel is the biggest advantage now for goalies in having a goaltending coach?
Well, I got to be honest, it's more of a title than anything for me here in Toronto. I'm working with two goalies who are obviously far better than I ever was at my best. And it's more of a collaboration in preparation and studying shooters and teams and tendencies and things like that. So you got to use the term coach very loosely when you refer to goalie coach. But nonetheless, I can't say that I had a goalie coach up until maybe 1 year in junior back when I played. So kids today having any sort of leadership and guidance in that are pretty lucky.
Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, just further to what you're saying, it strikes me as really odd to have any kind of goaltender coach in lacrosse. The net's a different size. It seems to me it's more of a read, react, make sure that first step you take out is square to the ball. It's different than hockey. Can you really do much coaching in this game in terms of goaltending?
No, I got to agree with you. It's more preparation for who they're facing. You know, everyone's physical mechanics are different, and the goalies, they all learn to make the best of what they've got. So for someone with my frame to try to teach someone with, say, Nick Rose's frame or B. Miller's frame, it just wouldn't work out. So. No, that's a valid point. Obviously, I'm disqualifying my position here, unfortunately. But nonetheless, there's plenty of things for a quote-unquote goalie coach to do.
The you know, the scouting and the preparation, really, looking at video. So, you know, if you slide out to your right and you know a guy has a tendency to always want to shoot maybe, you know, high on the right shoulder, that maybe, you know, your goalies are standing up a bit more, or if their tendency is to lean down against a certain shooter, they might not do that anymore. When you look at a guy like Mark Matthews, who's that big, who shoots the ball that hard, Pat, is it strictly all about making sure you're in the right position, or do even the best shooters give off tendencies on where they want to shoot?
Well, you know, you got a unique situation with a guy like Mark Matthews. He can pick any corner from anywhere on the floor. And like you say, he's tall and the ball's coming from a different angle there. So it's tough. So I think you just try to maximize the amount of net you're taking up on the angle you're facing him in, and you work with your defense on where you want him shooting from on the floor, really.
Pat, looking at this series, this championship against the Russians, still with goaltending, Aaron Bold is a heck of a goaltender. You didn't put enough balls by him in the first game. How do you read that when you break down the film? Were you getting the ball where you wanted it and shooting it from where you wanted it? And was he just that much better, or what's your read on it?
I think Boldy played a great game. You know, he's got a reputation being a guy that's very prepared and does study a lot of tape. So a lot of cases there where, yeah, it did look like he was one step ahead of our guys. But, you know, on the right night, you're finding those corners, and it doesn't really matter how well a goalie's prepared.
Looking at the Pat, because being a goaltender, you obviously we're well aware of the pressure defense that's being played in the league, and it really kind of was started in Toronto, and now Edmonton plays it, and you know, the defenders are a lot bigger, and players overall are way more athletic than even they were 10 years ago, you know, when the Rush came into the league. You see Edmonton's defense with Rubish, who's the best defender in the league, and Mitski and all them, and how they pressure attack. Is your offense going to have to counter what you do? Are you guys going to have to play faster, do you think?
Yeah, there's definitely some adjustments that you got to make when you play the Rush. You know, I don't think anyone's quite prepared enough for how quickly and aggressively they pressure all over the floor. There's definitely got to be adjustments made. And I think we've had a lot of time to go through things, and our coaches have prepared the guys, obviously, a bit differently going into this one.
Yeah, Pat, going into this one, the thing with the Rush is, as you well know, Church can get you, Matthews can get you, and they have a whole bunch of other guys who can put the ball in the net, too. You can't circle just one name or two names on the whiteboard. So how do you defend that?
Right. Well, you can't shut down any one stick. Like you say, just go to another Zach Greer, another really dangerous player. So just about playing team defense, not getting caught out on an island, making sure that we always have help and support, and hoping for a little bit of bounces going in the right direction.
Pat Campbell joins assistant coach for the Toronto Rock, a former netminder for the Rush. Pat, when you play goal in Edmonton or in Toronto or in different leagues, is the lighting that different in certain arenas for a goaltender?
I'd say they're all quite similar once you're in the NLL. Obviously, they're all NHL, NBA venues, so it's pretty bright and pretty warm.
Okay, but you're saying in the summer league, there's significant differences in some of those barns?
Oh yeah, there can be for sure. You can go out east anyway. You can go from playing in the Toronto Rock Athletic Center, which is essentially professional venue lighting, to a place like our Oakville Rock team was this week in Brooklyn, where you got to watch how high you throw the ball because the ceilings are low. So there's definitely some adjustments, and it's a bit different game when you're playing in the smaller barns for sure.
Has the NLL, since you came in to now retired in coaching, do you think there's been a distinct change in how the game's played?
Oh, definitely. From the time I started playing till now, the game has sped up like tenfold. I remember the year I retired having a hard time keeping up with where the ball even was on the floor, let alone the fact it was always in the back of the net. The kids today are so fast and in such good shape it's definitely a young man's game.
One thing, I'll date myself with this question. I go back to the old polished concrete and rosin box days in the Western Lacrosse Association. The carpet, does that make any difference to you in terms of bounce shots going from one surface to another if you move between leagues? Is there any difference in that to you?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot more consistency on the turf. When you're playing, obviously, on different floors, be it the hardwood out in New West or, your typical cement floor, different moisture levels can affect how the bounce is going to come off the floor. Whereas in the turf, it's pretty consistent and a lot easier to read.
And last one for you, Pat. Any soft spot for you going up against your former team?
Yeah, well, they're definitely a great team. I wish the best for them moving forward, aside from the next couple weekends. looking forward to seeing everyone out there for sure.
Well, Pat, I appreciate your time. Good luck on Friday night.
Thank you very much, Gregor. Cheers.